This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Welcome to this episode of Fairways and Greens. I'm your host, Gaylord Rhodes, the Vegas golf coach. And after 30 years as a golf professional, teacher, and coach, I decided it was time to share the knowledge and insights into the world of golf that I have gathered during my career as a golf professional. And joining me each episode will be a special guest from the golf industry. Together, we will discuss and share their insights, expertise, knowledge, and stories from their career and life in golf as well. Hope you enjoy this episode, and as always, I welcome and appreciate your input and suggestions for future shows, as well as your questions. So feel free to reach out and get in touch with me, the Vegas Golf Coach, by emailing me at info@golfcoachpodcast.com. That's info@golfcoachpodcast.com. Reach out and let us know what's on your mind and what you're thinking about. So let's get started with today's show. Welcome to the show this week, a Fairways and Greens new episode. I'm really pleased to have a couple of gentlemen with me today. Most of my listeners know Rich O'Brien and his tireless work with PTSD patients and veterans and you know, for anyone through all walks of life in ADHD. He's been a complete advocate and is a tireless promoter of the tools that can be used to elevate the negative effects of PTSD. The first tool he found was a periodic acupuncture treatments, which help drain negative energy. His golf therapy, which is one of his social media sites, became the second tool for many because the social aspects of the game help them reintegrate into society. And recently, Rich helped discover an exciting tool called the PTSD Relief Glasses. And I have the inventor and founder of PTSD Relief Glasses with us today. And Ken, welcome to the show. This is a great opportunity for us to share with the world how your glasses help individuals with post-traumatic stress calm the hot reactor brainwaves associated with the condition and help quiet the mind. I can tell you from using the glasses, and thank you so much, Ken, for sending them to me. And I want you to introduce yourself, and let's get this show started. And thanks for joining me today, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gaylord. I appreciate it. Yes, as Gaylord said, my name's Ken Finichiaro. I'm the developer and patent holder for the PTSD Relief Glasses, which actually started as a golf glasses product and still remains a golf glasses product. I've worked many years, the last 4 or 5 years, on this product since I retired from my business. I've been issued 5 U.S. patents and have worked on the project, as I said, through these years. We found out through our golf glasses that the glasses were also an excellent fit for PTSD, anybody with stress, anxiety, panic attacks, and even with ADHD. I came to this by accident. I had sent a pair of glasses, our golf glasses, to Rich O'Brien from Golf Therapy. And after he had tried the glasses for golf, he got back to me and told me that they were very good for his PTSD condition. So that planted an idea in my mind. I happen to have an association with a Dr. Wes Syme, sports psychologist, PhD, who had completed some in-depth studies for trauma reduction for first responders with PTSD. And with that, we started to continue investigating how the glasses could help those with PTSD.
So, Ken, my audience's understanding, this started, and I actually saw an article about the Birdie Max glasses, and thanks to Ken for sending me a pair, and I've actually use them on the putting green. And I also have and suffered from ADHD for many years, and I've been using them randomly at different stages of my day. And I've had some, it just has a very amazing calming effect on my brain. But when it came to putting, it was just so amazing. And I highly recommend all my golfers out there, if you want to get better focused, particularly on the putting greens, which is where I think most of the application is to make sure you check out the Birdie Max site or the PTSD glasses site, either one. I think Ken will let you know the best way to get a hold of these glasses, but they are phenomenal for focusing on putting. I had one of my high school students out on the putting green on Saturday at the club, and he's been struggling with the path of the stroke, and we've been trying all these mechanical and ideas and concepts and focusing on the hole, and it just hasn't been working. And I put the glasses on within 5 minutes without doing anything other than picking an alignment spot, and his stroke just smoothed out and went back on plane. It was amazing. So I just want to give kudos for Ken for starting this out as a golf project, and just wanted to put that in there for my students. Now, Ken, apparently you've been working on this concept for quite a while.
Correct.
Go ahead and explain how this whole thing came about.
5 or 6 years ago, I was out playing around the golf with my son and my grandson, both excellent golfers, much better than I ever hoped to be. And I noticed that although they could hit the ball 300 yards and they were good from the fairway in, they would always lose a couple of strokes and be moaning the fact that if I sunk that chip, so on and so forth, they would have had a better score, so on and so forth. So what I decided to do is to develop something to improve focus and concentration. And that was the very beginning of how I started to develop the special lens design to improve focus and concentration. My first efforts were slightly different in a finished product. Had a strip across the entire lens, and that did not reduce peripheral vision. We wanted to put code blinders on the golfer so he would be able to focus down on the ball, correct position over the ball, and improve his stroke. So that's how that all developed over time. And one of the hardest things I had to overcome was locating a manufacturer that could produce the lens design to our specifications. I probably contacted over 30 manufacturers, and I'll tell you, all of those were in China. 90%+ of all frames and lenses that come into this country are from China.
Interesting.
So we finally found a manufacturer that could do the job properly.
So you brought the glasses out, and is my understanding that you first exposed them to the public as the Birdie Max glasses at the PGA show in 2016, simply just basically 1 year ago.
And correct.
And then, Rich, why don't you tell us how you got involved with Ken?
Well, as Ken mentioned earlier, I'm very active on social media, and Ken found Golf Therapy, I guess, was the group he found, and he saw some of the things we were doing with our Grow the Game stuff as well, and he knew that my background was in sports psychology and mental coaching as well, and sent me a pair to try out and to see how they worked for me, basically for an endorsement. But when I got them in my hands, I was playing with them up in January of last year, I guess it was, and first time I put them on and wore them on the golf course, I birdied the first two holes that I played. I made a 25 and a 25 or 30 footer on the next one as well, and it was like I could focus and see the line better. I immediately knew there was something special about these glasses, but as I continued to wear the glasses throughout the round, I'd wear them between shots and then on the greens as well. And I found that it quieted my mind. And that was really intriguing for me, because with my post-traumatic stress, that's always a challenge on the golf course. And I get mentally fatigued the longer a round goes on. So anything to help me with my mental fatigue was great. Then I started wearing them off the golf course, sort of like you were talking about, Gaylord, as well. And I found it was like meditating with my eyes open. And that was really, really interesting. And that's when I called Ken and told him, I think there's something to these that we need to test out for people with post-traumatic stress. So that's how I got my involvement on there. It was from the social media sites, LinkedIn, as well as Facebook for golf therapy. So very, very proud to have any role whatsoever in helping with this.
It's an amazing, amazing story, and it's all happened within the last year. Ken, give us a little background in some of the work you and Dr. Sant did. I think
sure.
The audience would be very fascinated in that.
We had located a organization called the Eagles Healing Nest in Sauk Center, Minnesota. It's a wonderful facility for veterans that kind of down on their luck. They could go there, you get room and board, they could stay as long as they want, they could leave, they could come back. It's just a wonderful organization doing such good work for the veterans that are having problems with PTSD and other problems. The woman that founded it, Melanie Butler, depends entirely on donations, and they have a budget of some $40,000 to $50,000 per month. And they manage to cover that and keep moving forward and expanding their facility for the veterans. They house currently somewhere between 80 to 100 veterans as they rehab some of the buildings up there to house additional veterans. I contacted her through an associate of mine, and she welcomed us to come up, meaning Dr. Simon and I, to come up and do testing on the veterans that were there. She arranged to have, I think the first time, there was 15 or 20 veterans lined up to take a test that Dr. Simon developed, which we call just the brain scan. He has a device that he puts onto the veterans. First of all, they fill out a questionnaire, about 40, 50 questions. He talks to them, and then he administers the test, first without the glasses, and then with the glasses on the veterans. And he goes back and forth several times doing that and takes readings of their brain. And we call it like a hot brain and a cool, calm brain. And it was astounding at the difference that the veterans' brain scans displayed when they had the glasses on versus when they did not have the glasses on. Without the glasses, their scans were bright reds. And with the glasses on, the scans were more light blues and greens, which was extremely exciting for us. We conducted on several trips back to the Eagles Healing Nest, probably 80 to 90 brain scans on veterans. Of course, each one takes about 25 to 35 minutes. So we've been back and forth several times. And we continue to follow up with the veterans. And what we found to be is that when they wear the glasses, when they're feeling any kind of stress or anxiety, over a period of time, weeks and even months, their brain scans, when we go back to test them, are nowhere near as hot, even without the glasses on. So we're finding that there is a residual effect of wearing glasses to calming the veterans. I do want to mention one story that I think really put a fire under me to make sure we could get these glasses in the hands of as many veterans as possible. One of the fellows, I'm just going to call him Dave from Montana, after he had the test and was wearing glasses for several hours because we were there all day long, he came over to me and wanted to thank me for developing the glasses. And he asked me, with tears coming down his face, if he could give me a hug because he never felt this calm in the last 5 to 8 years or even longer. And it was very emotional. And I said to myself, again, I'm repeating, I must get these glasses in the hands of as many people with PTSD as possible. Veterans, non-veterans, people that experience trauma of any kind. We have a kidnapped victim. We have a police officer that had to retire because he witnessed suicide up close. So that's what we were doing at the Eagles Healing Nest. Dr. Syme even conducted some tests on first responders out of Lincoln, Nebraska, where he is based.
That's an amazing story. I want to let my audience know that all of these studies and all this information can be found at your PTSD website. It's www.ptsdanswer.com. And remember that at the podcast site, all of this information will be posted for anyone who wants to maybe contribute to the Eagle Healing Nest or to the cause. And Rich's sites will be up there as well. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal cause. And I was going through some of the information there at your site. And, I've experienced this too. When I put the glasses on, I felt less anxious and more calm. And I know Rich, I'm going to have Rich kind of explain some of the things he's experienced. But, it seems that in many cases of extreme PTSD, it's like they're trying to hide. It's like you have this sense that everybody's looking at you and your peripheral vision. You have this 360-degree visual and auditory environment you live in, and it's so hard to, the anxiety increases. It's so hard. It's like you hear things that and feel things around you, and by putting the glasses on, it just calms all of that peripheral vision down. I know that some of the things that Ken has sent me in relationship to its effect, it has almost an 80% rate of helping those with PTSD. And the VA currently, if these numbers are correct, has a 35% help rate. Most of that comes with drug therapy. And to be able to tone all this out without the use of drugs and to give these people the calmness and basically their life back is an amazing story. So, Rich, do you have anything to add to that?
From a standpoint, Gaylord, we talk about post-traumatic stress, and what my condition as well, the way I experienced, I had 360-degree field of vision. I heard everything up to 100 yards away. So trying to tone out that information there, you get a ton of extra noise coming in. So with the PTSD relief glasses, what I was able to do with the tunnel vision, a lot of that white noise was eliminated, and it was much easier for me to concentrate. Many people, they like the glasses because, people cannot see into their eyes and see their eyes that way. So they don't feel like they have to hide because of the tint of the glasses, shall we say, on there. But, for me, as I said, it quieted my mind a great deal. And that's one of the big things we have. And from a standpoint, if we can trade nightmares and flashbacks for something, much better memories, and be able to open up and find new friends. That's a wonderful thing. And I think, golf therapy offers that as well. And that's what we do with our golfers is we try and provide them a new recreational therapy and new friendships that they haven't had for decades. Many of our people in our program are Vietnam veterans who've been dealing with this for 50 years, better part of 50 years. So they're finally getting some tools and some treatments that are helping them really improve the quality of their life.
That's amazing. And I understand this trying to hide because I've always felt like I've had all these eyes on me at times, and it's not a constant thing with me, but sometimes it's hard for me to make eye contact with people throughout my life as a result of my anxieties. And it's almost like I have this sense that I see and feel and know all this stuff going around me, and to be able to block it out and actually just to be able to reach more of what I would call for me a meditative state was just really powerful.
Exactly.
So, Ken, what's going on now, and where are we headed with this now? I know you're really only evolved this last year from the Birdie Max, the golf aspect, to this the PTSD aspect. Kind of share what's going on now.
Well, right now we have a website that we put together for the PTSD. That's PTSDanswer.com, and the golf website is birdiemax.com. And we're starting on the PTSD website, starting social media campaign, and people are responding and purchasing the glasses, which is very rewarding. At this point, we have ordered some more additional glasses from China. One frame has a camouflage finish, another one is a black frame, and we also have what we call a fit over frame that is used for people that wear prescription glasses.
Like myself.
So yes, and I promise you when I get them in next month from China, it takes a while for them to manufacture and ship. I'll send you out a pair so you could try them with your glasses.
I can't wait. I'm really enjoying them. I'd like to be able to use them more at work when I'm, but it's hard for me to focus on the screen sometimes. It's amazing. So from the golf aspect, and a lot of my listeners are golf fans, are you going to continue to keep the Birdie Max site up?
Yes, we are.
I hope
In
so.
Fact, we just received a major order from Hamak de Schlemmer for the catalog, and I'm in the midst of closing a deal with a distributor that has access to major retail outlets across the country. So we're pretty excited about putting the glasses into the retail market through this distributor.
That's great. There's a lot of great information at the Birdie Max website for golfers, and it always enriches there. Rich has written a column there. And so what fascinates me is from a year ago at the PGA show to now, this whole concept has evolved. And I look at it as just for PTSD, it's just the beginning of this whole process. Any other studies going on, or is there a
push? We continue to do brain scan studies.
Right.
And I'm working with a group to do a blind study so we could present the findings to insurance companies and also hopefully the VA.
Yes.
To give these glasses to the veterans, because the VA not only has a success rate that's not outstanding, but they spend thousands and thousands of dollars through their programs to try to help these veterans, and they're not accomplishing the job. They're trying, but they're not accomplishing the job. I think some of their programs, along with our PTSD glasses, would be a tremendous help to the veterans. because veterans that we tested go to the VA all the time, and they struggle with what the VA is trying to help them with. Right. So that's our goal, eventually, is to get the glasses to the VA so they can handle the vets that come in and give them some service that makes it better for the vet. Rich is absolutely right. Some of our veterans we tested were not in their 40s and 50s, not just young fellas coming back from the recent conflicts. So they're out there. There's millions of people out there and millions of people that have not even been diagnosed with PTSD or severe stress or anxiety.
Yeah, I know that. Again, it goes way beyond military veterans.
Correct.
Yeah, first responders, people that have had sexual abuse, people like myself who were in a severe accident. You know, anybody that's had a traumatic event that leaves an indelible mark is likely to have nightmares and flashbacks and all the symptoms that go with it. So, you know, anything that allows us to get relief, at least temporarily, without drugs is the best thing. Because in my case as well, I developed because I couldn't sleep with my post-traumatic stress, my pain was worse. And because my pain level was worse after my accident, I developed an addiction to painkillers. So these all things were tied together. And when we finally started unraveling that and I was able to get some relief from post-traumatic stress, I could sleep better and then my body started to heal. I'm not sure how many people out there that have something like myself where PTSD is a major contributing cause to chronic pain and other not healing the body. So, you know, there are 8 million people in the country that have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. Likely that there's two or three times, at least twice that number, maybe three times that many that actually have it, that haven't had it diagnosed. And that's why it's so important that we get some things in their hands that'll help them.
Well, I'm excited that you know, and I want my listening audience out there to know that if you suffer from any of these conditions, by all means, get to one of the two websites, Birdie Max or PTSDAnswer.com. But I'm kind of excited that, and I hope, and I know Ken is working on this, that we can get this into the VA. I play with a lot of veterans out at Nellis Air Force Base, and we have a program here at one of our golf courses where we're helping them. But I play with, and these guys are in normal work and life, and yet I know some of these individuals suffer from their experiences, and we're all getting, you know, these guys are all in their 50s and 60s, and they were in Vietnam and Korea, and I'm playing golf with them on a regular basis, and I am definitely going to promote this product to several of them that are my dear friends. So Ken, let's get back to what's been going on with the studies and what you see for the future.
I think we have to continue to test, continue to prove how well the glasses are helping these veterans and others. And with that, Dr. Syme will continue to do that. We're hoping that we could get into some of the other organizations that are out there that help the veterans, like the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Wounded Warriors Project companies, and organizations like that serve veterans. We would be willing to work with them where we would give them the glasses, and if they wanted to promote the glasses on their organizational websites, we would work out that with them so they could give the glasses to these veterans.
Rich, do you think there's any chance that, I mean, you know, how many of our PGA professionals support the Wounded Warriors and other veteran associations? I obviously think that their, you know, status and their, you know, association with golf and with these associations, wouldn't that be a very good way to get these glasses into the hands of these veterans and get more acknowledgement from some of these bigger organizations open the door, so to speak. I mean, I think that that would be a, you know, a priority, I would hope.
From the standpoint, the Birdies for the Brave program, one that, that Phil Mickelson helped start up and do some different things. There's a number of programs like that as well. And then the PGA Tour, you know, has a program for veterans at each of their tour stops as well, where they have a program set for them. So, so certainly there could be a program in conjunction with the tour stars on all the major tours across the world and working from there. But, helping veterans and first responders or anybody with post-traumatic stress is certainly a great calling and a great cause to help improve the quality of life for individuals that have suffered, and we can help provide relief for many of them at that point. So
I think Bubba Watson would be a natural.
Go to some of these golf outings for veterans. In fact, Rich is working on one right now. Oh, is that in July, Rich?
Our event is in. We've got a couple actually. I've got our event in May, which is for PGA Hope Charleston, which is helping many veterans here in the Lowcountry region, and then we've got the para long drive stuff that we do as well, which individuals with injuries, illnesses, and challenges get a chance to compete, and many of them have post traumatic stress. That's about the largest division that we have. For them to compete, where anybody that wants to compete with others with that they compete head to head against with the similar conditions.
Hey,
Lord,
go ahead.
I'd like to just mention that on the PTSD website, if person that wants to order glasses, and I found this to be true, some of the veterans, particularly the ones at the Eagles Healing Nest, really didn't have extra dollars to spend. So I have a direct program. If they let me know that they're having a little difficult time, they like to buy the glasses but don't have the funds all at once, if they contact me through the contact page on the PTSD Answer website, I'll work out some kind of arrangement with them.
Awesome.
And we've done that with several people that have responded. Actually, two of them were not even veterans. Just a couple of ladies that had PTSD and could not afford the full price at one time. Happy to pay for it over a couple of payments, two or three payments. And that seems to help those that need the glasses and have a little harder time paying for them. So we're happy about that program too.
Right. And one thing we have to remember with post-traumatic stress, according to the VA, it's one of the most expensive, if not the most expensive condition that they face with the veterans. The ongoing cost for someone with post-traumatic stress is very high. And at that point there, being able to have something that improves the quality of life of the veteran and saves the government and the VA a lot of money that way, but potentially is very beneficial in many aspects.
Yeah, I think and I hope and I believe in time, once these studies are verified and proven, and we're in such an infancy stage with these glasses, that I would think that the VA would just step in. And I would hope that, maybe with our new administration, maybe things will change. Maybe we'll get more recognition out there for this. And to be able to get these individuals off drug therapy and give their quality of life back to them without, as you experienced, Rich, without the drugs and just would be something that I hope and pray will materialize in the future. And I know, Ken, I'm honored to be associated with both of you and the causes that you represent. And this, the fact that these glasses have just now been discovered as a relief for this particular situation for many people from all over, all walks of life, it's very encouraging to me. That, and I hope that it gets more recognition. That's one of the reasons we're doing this show today. I know Rich is out there doing his thing, and Ken, I want to applaud you, both of you, for your efforts in this area. Ken, I'm going to let you take over again and just kind of talk to us a little bit about where you, what's going on, and give us some more insight and maybe some background into how this all happened.
Well, like I said earlier, I had retired. I had a food co-packing business where I worked for major companies in the United States, Conagra and Hormel and so on and so forth. And I retired and got bored immediately after about 2 months and reached in my desk and found some of my ideas that I had put aside over the years and started to work on those. And since that point when I retired to now, I've been fortunate to be able to have 5 U.S. patents issued to me, 2 of them directly to the golf and PTSD glasses. So it's been something that keeps me going, motivates me, and I enjoy getting up every morning and getting to my desk and starting to work. I do want to just go back a moment and tell you a short story about one of the veterans that was using our glasses that we tested. And before we tested him, he told us a story that when he had gone from the Eagle's Healing Nest into the town of St. Cloud, Minnesota, he was walking on the streets and he did not realize that there were a community of Somali people there and in their dress. And when he got into a mall and saw the people around him, Somali people, it triggered, and that's what the vets had. They have these triggers that kick them back into military mode. And he went on almost the offensive and had to be calmed down by his fiancée at the time, so he did not do any damage to anybody because he was ready to do some serious damage. So it's critical that we calm these veterans down and we kind of ease these triggers that get them started into a mode of life that they really don't want to be in. So again, I hope people contact me, and if they do contact us through this show, I will instruct my IT people to put a free shipping coupon in there if they just would enter the name Gaylord.
Very nice. So for all you out there in the listening audience, I would take Ken up on this opportunity, and we've had quite a bit of discussion on the way the glasses went from Birdie Max to PTSD, but I don't want to leave my golfing audience out of this. I think that, the ability for these glasses to help, particularly, now I want to let everybody know that the USGA has not approved them for play, tournament play, but I've personally, because I wear glasses, I haven't been able to actually benefit as well from them. But I know from Rich has had some great success with them. But, I think that, being able to, and there's so many different techniques, but, all the great putters, practice, they scan the line and while they're completing the putting stroke, and then the problem is when you finally get up over the ball to putt, the way your eyes work, it's really difficult to keep the line in focus for the stroke. And I think that a lot of putts are missed simply because we miss a line. And I just think that anything that helps retain the sight line once you put your head down for the real stroke is a phenomenal tool. And Rich, if you could give me just a little background on what you've experienced with golfers, that would be great.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, and my background, you know, from a standpoint, I take Dr. Rotella's idea of focusing on the smallest possible target, and I take Harvey Pinnock's idea of taking dead aim. So when I putt, you know, what I'm looking at here, I take my practice strokes, I'm looking at the hole when I'm doing that, and I'm looking at a single blade of grass at the edge of the hole. With my 20/10 vision with my contact lenses, I'm able to do that on there. And I found that with the glasses, I could see that line very, very, very well, and I could actually see the ball going into the hole at a time on a clock face, as many good putters do. And the clarity of that visualization was much higher with the PTSD, with the glasses on at that point there. And it was like, okay, we got something definitely there. And then the first two holes, I just rolled in, you know, long putts, and I'm going, this is pretty good. And working from that, I practiced a little bit more with it. So definitely, if anything that gives you a clearer visual of what you're trying to do from an athletic standpoint is very important. And I'm very happy with the product from that standpoint, because I definitely think it helps. Definitely for somebody with a brain injury, definitely helps that way. But any golfer that wants to improve their golf scores really helps them focus better.
So Ken, when you first got started with this project, it was for golf. Maybe give us a little background in that. We know how it developed, and we're excited about where it's going for the future for PTSD sufferers. But I think there's a huge market for golfers out there, and I'd like for you to kind of expand on that a little bit.
Well, I contacted James Coach Robinson out of Arkansas. He's a golf instructor, and he and I worked together on the golf glasses, so he could put together an instruction booklet that's very detailed and covers the points that Rich was just bringing up about putting and short game. So that booklet, by the way, is included with the package for the golf. And while I'm talking about the golf, we will extend that free shipping to the birdiemax.com website. Also, just use the word Gaylord.
That's awesome, Ken. So for all you golfers out there, if you go to the Birdie Max page, you can really get some great information. And I actually have a pair, thanks to Ken, and I actually went over the book. So I have not applied it to the short game yet. Rich, have you done any work in the short game with the glasses? So, Rich, I haven't really had an opportunity to experiment around with it with the short game. So tell me what your experiences with the glasses have been in the short game.
With the short game, it's very important, obviously, in the game of golf to keep your head still. And with the glasses and with the tunnel vision that they provide, it's even that much more important, because if your head moves at all and you lose focus on the ball, you're going to have a hard time making solid contact. At least many players are. So it really trains you to keep your head very still on your short game shots. And it takes a little bit more work on the full swing to try and keep it in there as well. But, you know, definitely some benefit to golfers if they want to work on some of the mechanics of definitely keeping your head still when you're hitting those chip shots and pitch shots. I think it definitely can benefit you. Ken, what did Coach Robinson say about
that? That's what Coach Robinson had developed. We originally were just going to offer the glasses for putting. And in fact, the USGA, as Gaylord pointed out, I submitted the glasses to them, and they came back and said the glasses would give the golfer an unfair advantage over other golfers, so therefore they cannot be used in tournament play. But Coach Robinson went on to expand the use of the glasses from just putting to chipping and pitching, and then he also worked on using glasses off the tee box and on the fairway. So they can be used throughout the golf game for basically all swings. But the real emphasis is on the short game, because putting is approximately, 40% of your strokes you do on putting green. And if you really want to reduce your score, that's the place to do it. Around the green and on the green.
That's the best place to improve your game is through your short game shots, and this is one of the best tools to do that as well.
Right. And just for those of you who don't know who Coach Robertson is, he's one of the founder. I think he's the founder of the Golf Performance Academy. I had the pleasure of meeting him once several years back, and I've read he has a book called The Encyclopedia of Successful Golf Coaching, and since that's what I am, I highly recommended that book for anyone who's out there coaching. He just, you know, he's an amazing individual, and the fact that he was able to study the glasses and add his input to it is just another bonus for me in particular as to the ability for these glasses to really help your game and focus. And I had my student swing hit wedges with them on the driving range, and he has a tendency to slide a little bit off the ball with his head, and the minute he slid, he couldn't see the ball. And so it had a very profound effect on him. And according to there's some statistics on the website that are pretty amazing. And I'm assuming that maybe Coach Robertson kind of developed these numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, 115. If you average 115 or over strokes per round, you know, you could reduce by 12 strokes. And, you know, even if you're a scratch golfer, you could reduce your score by 2 to 3 strokes. That's pretty significant. And I, you know, I have to agree the short game is where it all happens, you know, particularly at the higher levels. And that's where we focus most of our practice with my high school kids that are aspiring to be college and professional players. Phenomenal tool, Ken. I'm excited for my students in particular, and the fact that it's evolved into such a tremendous tool for PTSD sufferers, it's just a total bonus. I mean, I don't. Did you when you first started developing? Did you have any idea it might go in this direction?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I was confident about the glasses for golf. But like I said earlier, actually, if it wasn't for Rich O'Brien trying the glasses, I would have no idea that they were very good for people with PTSD. And we've spent the last year developing it, getting the website finally up and running, doing all that testing. Dr. Syme has been by my side with all the testing, and just it's very rewarding, very happy that we could get to this point. And certainly I want to thank you for having us on the show today. I hope people do take advantage of going to our websites, the birdiemax.com or the ptsdanswer.com, and take advantage of the free shipping just by putting your name, Gaylord, in the coupon box. I'll have to have my IT people do that as of tomorrow morning.
That would be great. And we'll get the show aired up a little bit later this week, Ken. So you've got a few days to take care of that before we post everything up. And you might want to just send me a note on that. I want to make sure for all my listeners that are listening in, just as soon as the show gets up, we hope to have this set up for you. If not, just be patient and we'll get it up. Rich, what I found fascinating when I first started talking to you about, and you mentioned these glasses to me, was the fact that because of your Facebook, and I guess that's where you guys first met, and all the work you've done with veterans, he's just sent you a pair. And I think, you know, in the beginning, did you even have any idea it might have this kind of effect on PTSD?
You know, until I put them on my eyes and used them, I understood the concept of reading the greens better from that standpoint, but the experience of wearing them and feeling the quieting of my mind as a result of it, I was like, I guess sometimes your life experience and your education goes hand in hand at that point there, and I realized that there was something more than just, you know, performance enhancing glasses to help you read the greens and help your golf game. And That was like, that's why when I called Ken, I said, I think we got more than we think here, and we need to test these out on individuals with other conditions like post-traumatic stress. So just an amazing convergence of life experience and things that people call tragedy in your life to provide insight to help others. And I think that's what golf therapy has become. That's what these classes are. And that's a lot of the programs we advocate are to help improve the quality of life for people that have been through injuries, illnesses, and challenges. And this is a big one.
I'm a firm believer that the universe takes care of people who take care of others. And I think, Rich, you represent that to the T, and the fact that brought you and Ken together. Dr. Syme, I mean, was working on this from the golf standpoint, and did he actually start thinking about this prior to his communication with you, Rich, or was he? Is that kind of switched him over to head up to the Eagle Healing facility to get some more input on it?
No, that has to come from Ken there, because Ken had the contacts with Wes first.
Yeah.
Ken?
Yes.
So after Rich got the glasses and gave you the feedback, is that when Dr. Syme went and began to do the studies at the Eagle Healing Center?
Well, that's when I communicated with Dr. Syme about what Rich told us. And he got back to me and said, Ken, as a matter of fact, I've done trauma reduction studies in the past, and I'm very interested in helping you. So at that point, we started to look for people to test in the Lincoln, Nebraska area, because Dr. Syme was down there, lives there. And I was able to contact some of the agencies down there, Fire Rescue in particular. And they sent over 7 or 8 people. Dr. Syme tested, and he saw immediately that it was helpful. And we went up, I contacted through an associate of mine, the Eagles Healing Nest. That really started the ball rolling, and we were able to do, so far, about 80 to 100 brain scans to prove the point of how the glasses help calm people with PTSD. And again, it's a broad range, like Rich is putting out. I mentioned a few earlier in our conversation, but it's from truck drivers that have had terrible accidents where loss of life and could not drive anymore, could not get behind the wheel of a truck. So it's a product that seems to do a lot of good for a lot of different people. But the basic thing is it calms the brain, it gives them a chance to relax.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me today. I think it's just a phenomenal story from start to finish, how this started as a golf product and continues to be a great golf product for golfers of all levels. And yet it's evolved now over the course of this last year into something that could help millions and millions of people who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorders and ADHD. And we're talking people from all walks of life, military veterans, victims of sexual abuse, anyone who's had a traumatic accident, people like myself who've had ADHD their entire lives and have learned to try to cope with it without medication. And it's just the fact that all these different parts and pieces came together just makes for a phenomenal story. And I really, I'm excited to have been a part of this and just to be able to share it with other people. And as things develop, and I would encourage you all to head over to Facebook and just type in Rich O'Brien's name, and he's involved with so many different things. And I'm going to have you and Ken both before we close here, give information on where they can find out what you're involved in, Rich, with the veterans, and Ken, how to get a hold of the glasses and anything else that you'd like to share with us before we go.
Well, you know, my programs of golf therapy and Grow the Game Initiative, basic idea of our program on that is that the next great growth cycle in the game of golf is going to be adaptive golf. There are currently 5.7 million adaptive golfers in the United States. That is 22% of the people that actually play the game of golf. But there are 33 other million individuals that have said that they used to play golf but no longer play golf because of an injury, illness, or challenge, as well as another 20 million or so that say they're interested in learning golf. So if the golf industry is smart, you know, every golf professional, every instructor in this country needs to get adaptive golf training so we're able to help these individuals. And one of the big categories of those conditions that we can help are individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder. Our PGA HOPE program in Charleston has become the model program in that program. So PGA HOPE is a great thing for everybody to check out if they're if you're a veteran in this country that has an injury, illness, or challenge. Check that out. Every section in the United States should have a program within this next year. And the other thing is adaptive golf. The adaptivegolf.org website is one I'm working on as well. Anybody that may not be veterans or all inclusive from that standpoint there, the idea is golf is for everyone, and we need to use it as a therapeutic exercise there. But check out Golf Therapy and Grow the Game on Facebook or Rich O'Brien Golf. I'm easy to find. So.
Thanks, Rich. And Ken, before we go, please let everybody know how they can find the glasses and get in touch with you. And remember, everybody, that if you go to either of the websites and use Gaylord, you'll get free shipping for your glasses.
Well, one of the things, the most important thing, is that we work together. And again, I want to thank you, Gaylord, for your time and putting me on the show, asking me on the show, and to Rich O'Brien for being the inspiration that got the PTSD glasses going. And you could go to either of our websites for golf. It would be birdiemax.com. And for the PTSD glasses, go to PTSDanswer.com, A-N-S-W-E-R, just to be clear.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're also on Facebook under Birdie Max Performance Golf Glasses.
Birdie Max Performance Golf Glasses on Facebook, and obviously the birdiemax.com website also. So.
Correct.
Thank you guys for joining me today, and I really look forward to following the progress of the development of these glasses and how we can get them into more people's hands, both golfers and PTSD sufferers. And Rich, again, thank you. Ken, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll do something again down the road.
I look forward to that. I'd like to give you an update in 3 to 6 months.
Thanks, and I will stay in touch, and we will stay in touch. And again, once again, great show, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, fellas. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, folks, it's time to say goodbye to this episode of Fairways and Greens. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you would like to subscribe to the show, just head over to golfcoachpodcast.com. That's www.golfcoachpodcast.com. And don't forget to reach out with your questions and your input on the show to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. So reach out with your questions and anything you'd like to add or any suggestion on future shows to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. And you can find me, the Vegas Golf Coach, and a link to my blogs, coaching centers, and programs at www.vegasgolfcoach.com. That's www.vegasgolfcoach.com. So goodbye for now, and here's to finding your share of fairways and greens in your journey through life and golf.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.